But joining us right now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about the kickoff of the NFL season this week is Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones. Happy football season.
7 cars for kids. 187 cars for kids.
Jerry?
Sorry. Just got an earworm. Sorry about that.
That'll happen.
Good morning to you. Good morning. It is. We are, and it is certainly today for you with us. We're excited. I'm excited. It is opening week here in the NFL. A lot of positivity going on as we get ready for this weekend's game. Good morning.
Morning. Well, I guess there's positivity. There seems to be that word ambiguity, or ambiguous as you call it, around this team going into the year.
There is a little ambiguity.
Ambiguity
about the game, about this year. But I think that all of that will be set aside when we start this game against the Browns. I really look forward to Dak, Visser and Aiton, their defense. Visser and Aiton. Eviscerating. There it is. I think this is going to be our year. I know people like that writer Tim Coleslaw thinks that we're going to go 0-17 or something, but other experts that I've hired have told me we're going to do good this year. I think that a lot of the questions about my GMing are going to be put to rest. I want to point out that as I look forward to looking back, that Cleveland paid their quarterback a ton of money.
Yeah.
And look how he's performing. He's inconsistent. So Deshaun Watson, except when it comes to force and craft, he's on the sewers. He's very consistent there.
Gosh,
that's in his past.
Or masseuses, either one. But I don't want Dak to turn into Deshaun Watson. I don't. And so that's why I'm not going to pay him the big bucks that he wants
right
now.
I don't know if that makes sense.
But I do feel for Deshaun Watson. I mean, he's one of the few guys in the NFL who's had worse headlines than I've had. So
that's a pretty small list, I guess.
And this weekend will be good to see Amari Cooper again. Amari Cooper used to be on our team.
Right.
Used to be on our team. And then he was considered the best athlete in his family. He was better than Amari Payton and Amari Eli combined. That's fact.
We can look that up.
That's fact.
Okay, I don't know about that, but
as I recently told a reporter, I am the best effing GM for this effing team in damn America.
Yes, we saw that.
And that's the ass-eating truth, you MFers. I really think that the GD Cowboys are going to be good.
Yeah, what was the deal with that, just letting all those cuss words go?
I think it really appeals. I've done some market research, and it really appeals to today's youths.
Oh, okay.
If I effing talk like GD man who is S-eating fun.
Well, I don't know if that's going to work. It doesn't sound natural.
Yeah.
That's the way to talk.
Sounds
so
forced.
And we look forward to getting a new coach next year. I really look forward to this because I have not re-signed Mike McCarthy.
Right.
Yet. I want to leave that as a question out there. Leave him in limbo like I'm leaving Dak in limbo. It's limbo year. And Mike McCarthy wastes my time, to be quite honest with you.
How?
Well, he gets to talking, and I just kind of zone out. And look, I'm going to be candidly candid with you right now.
Okay.
Unless there's a breakthrough in science or devil deals, I ain't got too many more years left, and I don't have time to listen to his football stories. He just rambles on and on. He gets to talking, and all I can do is think about the hours ticking off the clock.
Well, he seems like a nice guy to us, and he's been around this league for a long time.
Look, I wouldn't re-sign that clock sucker if he was the last coach available.
Okay.
Right, he's not going to enjoy hearing that.
One of 500 coaches that coach his team.
Yeah, we've heard that before.
But favorite week, looking forward to getting back to work. Life has been so busy with a new baby at home now that I officially have a new kid.
What?
Veruca.
She's like 30.
Yeah.
So very busy, a lot of sleepless nights, but waking up to feed her and all that.
Oh,
but
gosh.
I've got to, I had a pretty fun little off season, and now that I officially got a new kid, Jean's a little mad, so I got to take Jean shopping. She wants a new designer purse or handbag or something, so I got to fly her out to Rodeo Drive.
Oh.
That's the bag capital of the world. I don't know if I'm going to put on this headset again, to be quite honest with you, but if you guys know where I can find some convincing knockoff Louis Vuitton bag, you let a naysayer know, would you?
We will.
Good morning to you.
He's right. Dancing all over it there. All right, we'll see you, Jerry.